afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commission Board meeting for Monday, November 13th, 2017. We're going to begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Weed.
Please bow with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for this precious life you have bestowed upon us, allowing us, your children, the opportunity to serve you and mankind. Thank you for this great nation, America, one nation under God, where we have few limitations, we can worship freely, speak freely, and actively participate in a government for the people and by the people. Ask that you lead and guide this governing body today and all days so that we have the wisdom to make the right decisions for the right people. These things we ask in your precious name, and all the glory be yours.
Please join me in the sign of pledge our nation's flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Is there anyone that's here today for adoption day? We'll begin on our agenda today with items of the purchasing. I may consider approved specifications for in-state bid for term contract to pick up vans and utility vehicle. For Jefferson County, I have bids considered approved execute receipt file contract renewal for term contract for inmate choose from Jefferson County with Bob Barker Company for a third 1 year renewal from December 12, 2017 to December 11, 2018. Item C is consider and approve execute receipt file contract extension for inmate health care services at Jefferson County Correctional Facility with ConMed Inc. for a period of 45 days, extending the current contract expiration date from January 26, 2018 to March 12, 2018. Item D is to execute receipt file contract for taxiway B reconstruction at Jack Brooks Regional Airport with Old Castle Materials, Texas. DBA Gulf Coast and Old Castle Company in the amount of $3,167,678.80. And that project is funded by the F. Farrell Aviation Administration and Airport Improvement Project Grant Number 33. Item B is considered approved execute receipt file professional service agreement with LJA Engineering Inc. for environmental consulting services for the continued implementation Jefferson County Stormwater Management Program for fiscal year 2018 for an estimated cost of $13,800, which will not be exceeded without prior approval of Commissioner's Court. Item F is consider and approve execute receipt file and agreement with Lexis Nexus in Jefferson County for AccuRent Government Services for 12 users within the county for a 1 year term at a cost of $91 per month per user. Item G is considered approved an auction of surplus properties authorized by local government code section 263.15281 to be auctioned by Horns Auction Inc. scheduled for Saturday, December 2nd at 9 o'clock a.m. The motion on those items under purchasing. Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Discussion.
Judge, on this E, what work are they doing? And asked there right before, how long is it supposed to go?
I think we have to do it every year, don't we, Don?
Yes, that's a yearly contract, and it's for your stormwater pollution inspections that they do throughout the county.
How long has that been going on? Because I noticed now, driving around Texas, that now every time they're doing a culvert job, they have to put up fencing and all this stuff. Is this a relatively new phenomenon?
Well, it's been going on as long as I've been here. It has to do with the Environmental Protection Agency and making sure that stormwater discharges are all handled properly, and we're not polluting any streams or anything with our day-to-day operations more than anything else.
My other question would be, and I don't have a problem with LJA, how many different engineering companies have we used?
It started out with Carolyn Blackman, and it's now LJA. I don't know that it's ever been put out that I'm aware of.
We might need to think about that.
Well, it's a yearly contract that's let every year.
Okay.
And that's something that would come up again. I think it occurs around September of every year.
Okay.
That'd be a RFQ.
Yes, and that's, it's not just us. We're combined with a bunch of other entities on that. The smaller cities and us all join together and issue this contract.
But this is just our share, right?
This is just our share.
Okay.
Yeah. And we don't make the decision. It's kind of among the group as to who they want to go with.
No, I don't feel comfortable with that. I think we need to start going out. From our perspective.
You talking about this year or next year?
No, we can do it next year, but.
Okay. And then on F, I wanted to ask you, I meant to talk to you before, Corey, the guy, who are the 12 users that are getting elected next?
They're all over. I mean, it's some from the VA, it's some, it's like Paul Paletta, who's an overall manager. It's just all over the county. And it was always lumped into one. And we whittled it down, we're actually saving money. I can get you the list, but we're actually cut it down when we reorganized it.
Very good. All right, thank you. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Every county auditor will hear one item. A, regular county bill check number 439929 for 440356. That one from that.
Second.
By Commissioner Arnold, second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under county commissioners, item A is to receive and file a continuing education transmit script for Commissioner Brent Weaver, who successfully completed the continuing education provision of Article 81.0025 of the Texas Local Government Code for 2017. Item B is to receive and file an executed order creating the Colonial Pipeline Reinvestment Zone. Item C is to consider and possibly approve the proclamation for Texas Adoption Day, No More Black Trash Bags. Item D is to consider and possibly approve a resolution to cast votes in the election board of directors of Jefferson County President District for the 2018-19 term of office, as provided by Section 6.03F of the Property Tax Code. Item E is to consider possibly approving and accept a donation of $3,000 from BASF Total Petrochemicals for use in Veterans Memorial Park, pursuant to Local Government Code Section 81.032. That's motion on items under commissioners.
So
moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford.
On this D, should we have something else along with this?
Yeah, it should be to cast all 800 and let's see how many votes there are. 846 votes for Allison Nathan Getz. You're correct, Commissioner.
So,
does that conclude your motion? All righty. Any other discussion?
Judge, commissioners, I'd just like to publicly, they're not here today, they're in another meeting, but BASF, Total Petrochemicals, for their continued support of Veterans Memorial Park. Really appreciate their donation.
Thank you. We do appreciate it. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under public health, we have one item A to consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute master service and sub-license agreement between Christus Health and Jefferson County for the Jefferson County Health Department for computer software and systems. necessary for electronic medical record transmittal at no cost to the county. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Sandoff. Any discussion?
Is this a uniform code that's available to other hospitals as well, or is it exclusively with Christmas?
I need to ask about that. I think this one is exclusively with Christus, and they have to get other agreements with the other healthcare providers.
It's a, the medical records make sure they may download to Christus. I think, well, I won't disagree with the judge, but I thought they were able to download to each entity once they were online with medical records.
So it's a shared information with other medical providers?
Exactly. But we'll double check this.
Yeah, that's all is correct.
All right.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that completes our regular agenda. Anything any member of the board wishes to bring to the attention of the public about our taking action? Would it advise court and the public, I was in Washington DC last week, visiting with our senators, congresspeople, and Senate Appropriations Committee, asking that they include in the supplemental appropriations bill, which is supposed to come from the Office of Management and Budget to the Senate this Thursday, $750 million for deepening of the Sabine Neches waterway, and there's some interesting facts that go along with the impacts along the waterway, but also of Hurricane Harvey. We had a lot of sedimentation in the waterway and a lot of shoaling, to the extent that for over 30 days we had draft restrictions in the waterway. Ships were not able to traverse or transit the waterway at lower than a 26-foot draft. So barges could still go in and out, but ships with a 40-foot draft could not. Jefferson County is home to the third largest refining complex in the United States, and over the next couple of years, we're going to become the largest refining complex with announced expansions that are on the books right now in the planning stages. Harris County, Houston is slightly larger than Jefferson County in refining capacity, but we'll pass them up pretty soon. But the interesting thing, the much more interesting thing about it is that 80% of what's refined in Harris County stays in Harris County and is consumed in Jefferson County, whereas over 99% of what we refine in Jefferson County goes out to the Midwest and Northeast through the Colonial Pipeline to Portland and Hearst, New Jersey, up to Chicago through the Explorer Pipeline and all parts of the Midwest. We have a lot of ships that take our refined products to Florida and the southeastern United States. And we have, over the last year, become a net, where for many years we were a net importer. We imported much more than we exported. We're actually now a net exporter. We're the second largest crude exporter in the United States, and we'll be the first here in the next, as soon as the Keystone XL pipeline opens up. The only one that's ahead of us right now is Corpus Christi, which is getting some crude from the Eagle Ford Shell through pipelines there, but we'll overtake them in pretty short order. But during Harvey, we lost about $360 million because of the shoaling and crude exports out of our waterway. There was $3 billion worth of revenues that were lost by a local plant because of decreased refining ability. But more importantly, because of the waterway shoaling and the disruption in operations at a couple of the refineries, consumers in the United States lost discretionary spending of $4.3 billion. That's how much more they had to pay for gasoline over a 27-day period because of what happened in Jefferson County. If you get a storm in New Orleans, you don't see gas prices move a bit, but if it happens here in Jefferson County, they move very dramatically. There's an average 44 cents a gallon increase across the United States, which translated into those billions of dollars, and that's money that people didn't have to spend on other things. So having a waterway that's passable, and had we been deepened to 48 feet, we haven't been, had a waterway project in about 60 years now, 62 was the last project, we could have continued operations. Ships could have continued to traverse the waterway, and maritime commerce would have continued where it came completely to a halt, and the nation paid a great price for that. So a $750 million investment seems large, but it's rather small compared to the economic consequences that we have. Because we've averaged a natural disaster about every 4 years over the last decade and a half, and we need to be more resilient. Since 2011, the Senate Appropriations Committee told me that since 2011, it's been their practice whenever they did away with earmarks that they would not put anything in a supplemental appropriations bill. They just didn't return damaged public infrastructure to its pre-disaster state, but doing that doesn't protect maritime commerce. The busiest part of the Gulf and the coastal waterway in the whole United States is in Jefferson County for maritime commerce, and we need to protect that, and I understand and agree it's just going to be an issue of trying to get past their past practice. So, but it's certainly the best investment that the United States government, as far as job creation, as far as energy stability and price stability, as far as keeping our export higher and righting the American trade imbalance, it's the best investment the government could ever make. So we're hopeful that they'll work through that. We have our two senators' commitments to push for it, and as well as our Congress people, and I think they're getting the rest of the Texas delegation on board. Matter of fact, I think Commissioner Senator Cornyn placed a hold on one of the Office of Management and Budget's nomination process until these issues are resolved satisfactorily. But I hope we'll get some legs. Commissioner Alford?
No, you just answered it, because more important than anything is our congressional delegation realize the importance of not only that, the one in Florida and those other areas that the people that should represent us should be talking to.
Exactly. All right. Anything further? Oh, incidentally, the navigation district paid for my trip to County Day. If there's nothing further, then we are adjourned. Thank you very much. Thank you.